A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
On this week's debate show over on Red Men Plus, we discussed whether Liverpool should be in the market for West Ham midfielder Declan Rice this summer. Check this out. On the Here We Go podcast, which is by Fabrizio Romano. Fabrizio Romano said that Declan Rice could be available for this summer for a price of somewhere in the region of £80 to £90 million. Actually, it's 90 to £95 million, rather. Chelsea, Man City and Man United are all apparently interested in him, according to Fabrizio Romano. My question to you is, should Liverpool be making a summer move for Declan Rice? Should Liverpool be in that conversation as well? Before we go into the numbers and everything about it, just what are your general thoughts on it as soon as I said that to you?
Yeah, I think we should definitely be in the conversation for him. He's an absolute talent and he's shown that over the last 2 or 3 years now where he's really upped his game. He's the driving force of the West Ham team, or one of the driving forces of the West Ham team, and the reason why they've been doing so well. You have to have a look at him. I think the money is inflated based on his passport, because that's what happens when you buy a British player. The prices increase. So obviously, I don't want to, say, oh, he's a £90 million player, because he's probably not. But again, it's just because of the price of the British passport thing. But that's what you do. You pay for local, don't you? But we definitely need to be in the conversation, mate. I think he's an absolute talent, and he's one for the future. Now, I like having English players on our side because he's just got that core. He's not a Scouser. But I think the way we look at our midfield now, we need to be bringing in those experienced type of players. And he's also quite unique in his position as opposed to like Fabinho and Thiago, of what he does on the football pitch. So for me, absolutely, let's be in the conversation.
Roy, I'll pass it to you. Jay mentions the English passport thing there, we all know there's a premium on it, but there's a premium on it for a reason.
Yeah.
But there aren't that many of them. When they are somewhere, it's hard to get them out of there. And secondly, Liverpool actually, we were borderline on the old English quota this year, and there's a chance in the summer. We think Milner's going to stay around, that's going to be topic two, but we'll see where that's going. There's no guarantees Milner's still here. Nat Phillips has just left. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, there's doubts perhaps what his long-term future is. Joe Gomez is another one now, who I think there's a question mark over, given the fact that he isn't even making match day squad. So the whole homegrown thing is becoming an issue. And that's probably another reason why all these teams are interested in him for sure. But that is something we have to consider going forward, whether it's a Bryce, whether it's a Bellingham or whatever it is. I think Liverpool probably need to go out, and whoever they sign in the summer, they're probably going to have to get an English player in, you would think.
Yeah, no, definitely. To be honest, it's funny you mentioned Bellingham, because I think they're the two obviously sought after midfielders, especially from an English point of view. And to be honest, I'm leaning more in the sense towards Bellingham. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand Rice is a good player, but there's things that I see about Rice that I don't like. There's things that I see on the pitch when he plays that I don't think's a Liverpool player. I don't think he'd suit our formation, because I don't think he's going to be up and down, left centre mid, right centre mid, and creating like we want to see a Thiago and a Keita do. He can do what Henderson does, and if you look at the fallout lately on social media over Henderson, which I think's very unjust, he may offer a younger legs, but I don't think he offers any more in creativity, and he's not going to replace Fabinho as a number six. And so for me, I didn't get the hype over the Declan Rice and Phillips midfield for England. I just didn't get it. It might be more because I was upset that obviously Henderson wasn't involved more. But even when we played them, I know obviously they just sat back and defended well and done well, but I don't see it with Declan Rice. I'll be honest. I think he's a good, solid player. I just don't think he's a Liverpool player. And when I think about English players that we could potentially sign in the summer, if we're going to spend your 80, 90 millions, I'm leaning very much more to Jude Bellingham.
That's the thing, isn't it, Jay? Because yeah. And Steve Plunk in the Discord chat there says, Declan Rice is going to be a bidding war with United and Chelsea and probably City as well for that. Are there any other better options at better prices out there? It depends what you think. We don't know for a fact what... Like, Jude Bellingham is the other answer in this conversation. You would think there's actually Phillips, who Rory mentioned, there's another in English midfielder who perhaps could be a target. But if they are going to go for an English player...
He suits us better.
He probably does in certain ways.
Phillips suits us better than... Yeah.
In Phil, on the Rice thing, I suppose the difference is he then becomes your backup number six to Fabinho and potentially an upgrade on Henderson. That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. But the likelihood is usually, and this isn't always the case, and listen, Borussia Dortmund got extortionate money out of Manchester United for Jadon Sancho. But it might be, as Steve Plunk says in the chat there, it might be £30 million cheaper to go and buy Jude Bellingham than Declan Rice, in which case it's pretty much a no-brainer, isn't it, really?
It is if the debate is, obviously the topic was, would Declan Rice be an option? Should we be in the conversation? Yes. However, if, like Roy brought up fantastically, Bellingham is the option, and I would prefer Bellingham in that squad 100%, because I think the way the midfield future looks, if Bellingham's in there, it absolutely fits, and it's exactly what Roy said. So if I'm going to be spending the money... It's highly unlikely that we're going to spend the 80, 70, 80 million on Bellingham and then another 80 to 90 on Declan Rice. It's not going to happen. So if you're going to give me that pot of money, I'm going to put it on Bellingham rather than Rice. But for the sake of the debate, should we be in the conversation? Yes, but I couldn't see it happening.
Roy, you mentioned earlier, you said there, mate, there's certain things about Declan Rice's game that you don't particularly like. Can you expand on that? What is it? Because I'll be honest, I'm different than you. I'm a huge fan. Yeah. I think he's brilliant. What is it that you're not particularly fond of?
Do you know what, mate? It goes from a game-to-game basis with him. When I watch him, I see things from him and think, yeah, do you know what? He's a solid midfielder. If he's in your midfield... To be honest, when we touch on my subject later, I think he'd suit that particular conversation a bit more in a two in a midfield. I just don't think the high velocity football that we play with that three midfield, with obviously the left centre mid and the right centre mid up down constantly, Fabinho obviously, you know, covering the centre backs. I just don't think he would suit Klopp style of football. That's just my personal preference. So I'm thinking of it. If I don't think it from a Liverpool point of view, I think, you know what? Yeah, it'd be great for England for the next, you know, 10 years. He'd be brilliant in a Chelsea team, for instance. He's a Chelsea fan. If he's going to move, I think they may be his favourite team, to be honest. Unless he's got any type of vendetta for them letting him go, I don't know. But I just think for the way we play football, that's what I mean. I just don't think he suits the Klopp system as much as I say, Bellingham would. And I think with Bellingham, if he's going to cost you 80, 90, 100 million, I just think there's just a dead set midfielder there, potential captain in 10, 12 years' time. Do you know what I mean?
I'm 5 years younger, so you're paying the same money and you might get
How often, sorry to cut you off this day, just before I forget this question, how often does it work where a London-based lad moves to a club up north and it works? I know I'm shooting out a thin air, because straight away I'm thinking Joe Cole coming to Liverpool and it never worked out. And he openly admitted on several podcasts he couldn't settle in the area. He's a London boy through and through. Declan Rice is a London boy through as well. And I think that might be a bit of a factor as well.
I watched them. I don't know if you watched them on the overlap recently with Guy Neville. It was fascinating. It's a good show. If you haven't watched it, it's on YouTube. Maybe check it out. But he admits he is so intertwined with his family. Mm. He still sees his mum and dad pretty much every day. I think his dad and his brother represent him.
Yeah.
I think if you said to Declan Rice you could go anywhere in the world right now, he would pick Chelsea. I think they let him go as a kid. Mason Mount his best mate. I think they had but the flip side is Liverpool could be Premier League, European Cup winners, holders by the time this conversation comes. We could have the League Cup, we could beat Chelsea in the League Cup final in a week or so's time. There's things I think if all these teams want him, but if there's a bidding war and say for example everyone had that number accepted, I think he would choose Chelsea.
Yeah, he would.
But we don't know where Chelsea are going to be in the summer, what they're going to be like, I imagine Thomas Tuchel will be the manager, but you never know with Chelsea, the uncertainty around that football club. The one thing, I'm going to bring some stats up on the screen now, from our good friends at Total Football Analysis. And you see, I'm circling Declan Rice for those of you who are listening. Basically, this is a looking at accurate forward passes And Declan Rice, the only two Liverpool players who've played more accurate forward passes than Declan Rice this season. Well, we've got three. There's the two centre-halves, which you'd expect, because they're knocking the ball into midfield, and Trent, for obvious reasons. Standard. But look at the top, by the way. City's players are the top three, and Cancelo, Laporte, and... Diaz, again, because the defender's passing it forward. But in terms of midfielders on this list, he's up there with all of them, really. This pass, accurate forward passes, usually, Jay, favours centre-backs.
Yeah.
Because they're passing the ball into midfield. Declan Rice is getting the ball in midfield and he is getting it forward. That's what he's good at. I take Rui's point. He does it in a two. So he's always got Suchek next to him and a number 10 to get the ball to. But that, I think that is something Liverpool at times don't do well enough, is get the ball forward from midfield into attack. Thiago's brilliant at it. Yeah. Really good at it. And Keita at times is really good at it as well. But in general, I think that's something we can do a little bit better. And that's where I think Rice could be. Again, if it was me and it was in the three, I could see a midfielder, Fabinho with Thiago, definitely. And then Rice on the right, maybe an upgrade on Henderson, I would say he is. Mm. Obviously, Harvey Elliott's batting around and then there's tons of options. But that's one of the things, right? When I watch Declan Rice, I'm always impressed with. He's willing to drive with the ball and he's a big, strong, powerful lad, but he's quick to get those passes forwards as well,
yeah,
which would suit us.
It would indeed. I mean, I look at the Thiago situation and Thiago, like you said, does that very, very well. And for me, if that's what you want out of Declan Rice, then we've already got that with Thiago. But obviously, the cloud above Thiago at the minute is the fact that it's his fitness,
which is
an absolute shame. So for me, if you're just looking at getting the ball forward and making those forward passes, that's what Thiago was brought in to do. So I don't see the reason about bringing Declan Rice to do that. However, the drive is what...
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We do miss sometimes, is that driving force. And Henderson has been absolutely fantastic for Liverpool for 10 years, and he was a driving force for a long time, and he still is in his odd game. I don't agree with the negativity that's surrounding Henderson at the minute. Yes,
he's in bad form.
He's out of form, and every player deserves to be out of form. But then as soon as Hendo comes back into form, you can't drop him for obvious reasons. And people need to remember that, do you know what I mean? So it's one of them. But however, with Henderson coming probably towards the end of his tenure at Liverpool over the next 3 or 4 years, you've got to start thinking about it. But again, I've got to agree, like, I'd rather spend the money on Bellingham than I would Rice.
I just want to bring up this one, Roy, again, and I know you are home. Basically, this is defensive duels one. And again, we mentioned before about Declan Rice being high on the offensive. He's also very high up on this list for in terms of defensive duels one. He's higher than any West Ham player. This often, again, because this often favours poorer teams. If you look, Brentford, Southampton, Palace players all near the top of Declan Rice is in there as well. So on these stats list, then, Roy, he's in both. He's high up, he's quite high on, again, they are selected stats, but he's on all these pages, Declan Rice features. And these stats are, half of them are defensive stats and half of them are offensive stats. And he's one of the few names who are on every single list. And that's what I was saying to you. I think at the moment, mate, I don't know if you agree, I think we lack an ideal replacement at six for Fabinho. The more I see Henderson do it, the more I think he struggles with it, and I think his game's changed. And he doesn't look. I reference a few. I think it's the Brighton game. I think he struggles in that role a couple of times as well. It feels to me like Liverpool haven't got that, and that is something. Again, Bellingham, same. He can do a defensive role, but Declan Rice, he definitely could. Basically, bring him in and he can play all three of those positions, which is, for all Liverpool's options, we haven't actually really got many lads who can do all three of those jobs to a high level.
Yeah. No, to be fair, that's something I've got to touch on myself later. But all, like, the drop off after Fabinho is massive when it comes to a number six. I think for the stats, see, I'm not saying that these stats are in any way shaped false, but you can get carried away with certain stats sometimes. Like, he could have these most defensive blocks, things like that. Because when we played West Ham, their low block was so low. They sat back, tucked into a perfect game of football, to be fair. Arsenal played us afterwards and got absolutely spanked. They should have looked at the way West Ham played it, set up against us, because they schooled us that day, in all fairness. So obviously, you know, if they're playing just in front of a back four, nice and tight, they're going to have all these nice defensive stats. And the same with, you know, the forward passes. If they're picking up the ball on the edge of the box, the only way they can kind of go is forward. But that's just my thought on stats in general, to be honest. I think they can kind of be good, or they can kind of be kind of misshrewd. And don't get me wrong, I think Declan Rice is can be and will be an exceptional player. He may even become an England captain in the future. You know, there's talk of that. I am not disputing the fact that he's a great player. I just don't think, you may differ, but I just don't think he suits our system as much as maybe people give him credit for, you know.
I'm going to bring one last stat up, see if I can change your mind.
Go on then.
It's recoveries in the opponent's half again. So you're talking, he's essentially right there with Romeo. So Romeo on 104 for midfielders. Norgaard for Brentford is miles ahead. He does that really well. He's a pressing machine. But then there's Norgaard, Rodri, Romeo, Fabinho, and Declan Rice all above 90. Cancelo's in there as well, which is madness to think, by the way. He's there. Yeah. He's City's right back. But that's another thing, I think, in terms of the pressing game. Again, I take Roy's point. He does it from a two-man midfield, and there's a big difference because he's always got Suchek babysitting him almost. Yeah. And I get that, but that's another thing. He can get on the front foot. I referenced that interview with AJ, and he says, I always feel like I want to be on the front foot. I want to win my first tackle. I want to win my second tackle. I want to win my first header. He's got that mentality about him as well, but he's willing to do the dirty work. I suppose, mate, it all just comes down, I think, to that price tag. I think we all agree Declan Rice is a top player, and most teams in the Premier League would have him in their squad, and I include Man City. I think Man City would quite like to have him as well. They're interested. But it's whether he's worth a £90 million investment. That's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
It is. £90 million investment is a start.
He's
got to play every game, where he's not going to. I don't want him to come into the squad and hinder Harvey Elliott's progress.
Yeah.
Or, you know, touch would be still getting Carvalho's progress. So I think they are just exceptional talents. And I don't want Thiago being knocked out of the squad either, because I just think he's a better player right now. Do you know what I mean? And I just think what Thiago offers us is just exceptional football. I mean, every time he gets on the ball, he does drive forward because he is playing those positive balls forward. Do you notice who on the towards the bottom of that list, though? And I say bottom of the list because it's the top players.
Jordan
Henderson.
Yeah, I mean, he's there. He's on 73. He features a lot on these lists.
That's
in and around the Declan Rice zone, sometimes a little bit above him, sometimes below. It feels to me like Declan Rice, Roy, is the perfect Jordan Henderson replacement. But the issue we've got is Jordan Henderson's not ready to go anywhere yet, and that Declan Rice isn't ready. Declan Rice isn't going to move from West Ham, where he plays every week, pretty much captains the side a lot because Mark Noble's never on the pitch anymore. Wherever Declan Rice goes, he wants to go and get a game and be guaranteed a game. And it feels like at the moment, I personally think he will get in a Liverpool side. And I think there's debate, to be honest, that Weber City, probably, I don't know, Chelsea, probably. There's a reason like they're going big for him. But it does feel like that's the thing, isn't it? It's all well and good saying, I want to sign the next guy. But it might be that you've got to go and buy a Carvalho because because these lads aren't ready to go anywhere yet. Jordan Henderson's not, he's only just signed a new contract. He's here for a while. It would be difficult, I think, to say to Declan Rice, come in and just bed yourself in. Wherever he goes, he wants to go and start. And if you pay £90 million for him, he probably has to as well.
Yeah, in all fairness, in a positive note on Rice, he's probably better than, like, in the sense of his progression, than Bellingham. You know, Bellingham's not Premier, you know, he's never played in the Premier League. If he was to come into a Liverpool team, bedding in him, you know, giving him game time every other game, bringing him as a sub, bringing him off as a sub, you can work with that. But as you say, Rice is going to want to come in and play 90 minutes every single week. He's not going to be able to do that with Fabinho in a six. And, you know, for as much as Henderson's out of form, he is our captain. He will find that form again. He's not going to totally replace Henderson, as you say. We couldn't afford to have that amount of those amount of midfielders on all those wages. See, I look at it from a financial point of view as well. If you're going to spend $100 million on a midfielder and he wants to start every single game, fair enough. But if he's not going to start, it's the same with the Rafinha debate. Everyone goes on about 60, 70 million for Rafinha. Well, he's not going to get a game if Mo Salah's still at the club. So you've got to be shrewd in the market. And I just feel, yeah, in all credit, Declan Rice is probably at 23 years old. He's probably too good for what we need in the sense of a player to come in and work with what we got, because he's not going to start. He's not going to play 90 minutes every week.
I'll end then on the a few before we get our final answers. What the answer? I'll go to a few of the club legends then. So, like I say, we've got Scott who says, in theory, it's a great idea, but for a player who will demand a high wage and a high transfer fee, it might be overkill, as he'll be a rotational player with Fabinho. I'd actually prefer Calvin Phillips, is what he says. We've got Christopher R. Let's go with Christopher R. He says, sounds like a posh, like a tour. Like saying Christopher. Yeah, I wouldn't say no to Rice, but he would be very expensive. Likewise, I wouldn't say no to Calvin Phillips, and he would be a better replacement in our system and probably cheaper too. A couple more then. Naif, who goes on to say Rice would be a decent cover for Fabinho. And then Jith, I think Rice is an excellent player, but I don't think he'd play enough to warrant the insane amount of money that he'll cost. And then Rushi goes on, I think it's either Rice or Bellingham, and to be honest, they're both as good as each other. Either way, you're getting one of the best talents in world football, and that's kind of, isn't it, Roy? I think we're all in the same boat there. Like, it's the dough. I don't think anyone doubts the player, but are you getting bang for your buck? So if I go back to the very, very start, I want to ask you this way. Should Liverpool make a summer move for Declan Rice, Jay?
No.
Roy?
No, but if money was no object and we could sign who we wanted, yes. There you go.
See, that it's right though, isn't it?
See, can I throw this out there?
If our owners would say, like, you've got X amount of money and stuff like that, and I'm not starting a bloody owner debate, that is not what I'm saying. It's a case of, we know damn well how our transfer policy works. Yep. If we know we've got loads of money, we get them both, let's get them both in, make the squad even better. But it's one or the other for me on that price tag, and it's going to be Bellingham.
I think if they were both the same price, I think I'd take Declan Rice, that's a great rhyme, by the way. I'm a poet, I didn't even know it. I think Liverpool should make a summer move for Declan Rice, but I don't think West Ham are going to get 90 million quid for him. I think they might get a bit less. There you have it then. That's what we thought about Liverpool potentially signing Declan Rice in the summer. If you want to watch the whole debate show to cover whether Liverpool should be offering James Milner a contract and if Jurgen Klopp should be thinking about utilising a 4-2-3-1 formation, just head on over to theredmentv.com and sign up to Red Men Plus. You will not regret it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.